Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Our very special guest today is Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. We're going to be talking about the COVID shots. Are they safe and are they effective? I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Dr. Zelenko, welcome to Faith and Freedom.
Thank you so much for having me.
Dr. Zelenko was the first in the world to develop therapeutics against COVID, and as a practicing physician, board certified in family practice for over 20 years with lots and lots of patients in the epicenter of the United States, of the Jewish community, where all of this happened, and in other parts of New York, where it broke out, he prayed, and God gave him an answer as to how to treat COVID, and it was the first therapeutic treatment of COVID in the world, and as a result has been recommended for a Nobel Peace Prize. But Dr. Zelenko, now we have safe and effective treatment. You have gone through that, which includes, among other things, nutraceuticals, C, D, zinc, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, cheap to be able to get. But now we then rushed to this, what some people call a vaccine. It's really not, but we have these three, Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. The first question is, are these safe?
So whenever you evaluate any therapeutic and make a risk versus benefit analysis, there are three factors that must be factored in. And safety is one of them, but a medical necessity and efficacy are others. And I think I'd prefer to handle the medical necessity angle because then it makes the other two moot, but I will explain the safety and efficacy as well, if that's okay.
Sure.
So medical necessity is just because you have a therapeutic or you have a capability, it doesn't mean you need to use it. And for example, if a surgeon operates on every patient that comes through the door, that's not a surgeon, that's a butcher, because he's not using medical judgment. And so just because we have a capability, let's say, we need to use discretion to see when it's appropriate to be used. So let's do that. Let's go through each demographic and see if there is a need for an intervention. So for example, if you go from the demographics of children, 0 to 18, that are healthy, the CDC says, this is not my numbers, these are the CDC, that the survival rate without treatment in 0 to 18 is 99.998% survival rate. I'll say that again, 99.998% survival rate. That means a near 100% of children, healthy children, will recover. This means that this is safer on children than the influenza virus.
And not that many are even getting it, right? The children aren't really getting the virus very often.
Actually, no, most children are getting it and they're just fine. So for example, my 8 children, they all got it and I didn't even treat them. They had runny noses and they all got better. In other words, that is unless there's complicating issues, which of course we then have to adjust to, but in general, a healthy child will get better. This is not dangerous for the children. And regardless of the false narrative, including Delta virus, it's not dangerous for the children. And simple common sense, supportive care will deal with the issue. So in my opinion, this demographic does not need this vaccine. If you take the next demographic of 18 to 45 and healthy, the CDC says the survival rate is 99.95%. With treatment, with pre-hospital treatment, I've seen the numbers go near 100%. So same thing, young, healthy adults, there's absolutely no reason to vaccinate them unless you believe in human sacrifice and child sacrifice. And then we can speak about the spiritual consequences of such actions. But from a medical perspective, there is no medical necessity. If you take the next demographic, which is the people that had COVID and have antibodies, well, it's well known to anyone and everyone that natural immunity, naturally developed antibodies are much safer and more effective and give broader immunity than vaccine-induced antibodies. So the next question is, why would I give a demographic that has natural antibodies an injection that produces inferior antibodies? Well, the answer is not for medical reasons, because they don't need it. Now, the last group, which is the older than 45 or those patients that have medical problems, yes, that's a concerning group. That's a group that has a mortality rate on average globally of 7.5%, which is absolutely unacceptable. However, with proper treatment, proper prophylaxis, and proper antiviral treatment, we can reduce that death rate to less than 1%. So then comes the question, well, what is the risk versus benefit analysis? Should we vaccinate these people or not? Well, that will depend on how efficacious and safe the vaccine is, which will segue into our next kind of segment. But I am making the argument that, and by the way, I'm not anti-vaccine. If there was a good COVID-19 vaccine that was safe and effective, I would advocate for it, but that's not the case. And for that reason, at this point in time, there is, in my opinion, zero medical necessity for this vaccine, the currently existing vaccines, and the risk versus benefit analysis favors do not treat, do no harm, do no harm. Just like King David says, stay away from bad, do good and live. This is stay away from bad type of stuff. I think the next topic should be efficacy, and then we'll dedicate safety to a whole segment.
Sure, go ahead and address that. Yeah.
So efficacy, does it work? Well, I don't know. Let's see. What are the two main countries in the world that have vaccinated the most of their citizens? Well, one is Israel, and two is the island nation in the Indian Ocean called Seychelles. Both have vaccinated at least once more than 85% of their population. Right. So those would be countries to study to see if they're doing well, right? Because they're the most vaccinated, right? And the vaccine is supposed to be good for us. Well, it turns out both countries are having huge outbreaks of Delta variant. So what does that mean?
They're not
can't
working.
Blame the unvaccinated.
Yeah.
Right? So what's going on here? So the answer is they're not working. And that now advocating a third booster. So my simple question is, the first two didn't work. Why would the third work? So there, and if you look at the, I'll show you later information where you can actually download it or look at it yourself, where at every single point that a country, any country started vaccinating their population, we know the dates, it's an inflection point of death. You see a skyrocketing point, a rate of death, which is absolutely horrific and appalling.
We're following the global statistics of about vaccine infections around the world, and every single nation, as you mentioned, like Gibraltar, for example, they say that they have 100% adult vaccination rate. And yet that nation, Israel, UK, you name it, that has these high vaccination rates, the Delta variant is skyrocketing. There's more people infected in Israel right now than ever during the peak of the coronavirus. And yet they're one of the most vaccinated nations on the planet. And in fact, the Israeli health minister just recently came out and said that of those who are hospitalized, 64.5% have been fully immunized with both shots. Of those who are seriously ill, that accounts for 67% of those who have been fully immunized. So you not only have them getting the virus, but they're actually appearing to even have more severe consequences from the virus than those who never had the shot in the first place. But we keep pushing this, and they keep saying, well, it's safe and effective. But you're seeing in reality here in the United States and globally that even before we get to safety, does it work? And the answer is clearly no, it's not working.
And we're seeing that it's being also pushed on pregnant women. I mean, as a doctor, you don't normally prescribe things for pregnant women that haven't been clearly tested, do you?
Unless I want to cause miscarriages.
And we'll talk about that in a subsequent program about the safety or lack thereof. And one of the consequences that we're seeing is an incredible amount of miscarriages. Mm. Our very special guest is Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, and he developed the very first therapeutic treatment against COVID after praying to God to seek counsel. How should we treat this? How should he treat it with his patients that are his family and his community? And from that came the very first therapeutic treatment of the world to address this COVID. And it's very, very, very effective, which includes hydroxychloroquine and other nutraceuticals, ivermectin, C, D, zinc, NAC, and others that he has outlined. You can find more about Dr. Zelenko on our webpage, lc.org/vaccine. Scroll down to the treatment section. Down there, you'll be able to find a link to be able to follow Dr. Zelenko and read the information yourself. Be informed and be aware of this particular issue, because it is the most serious threat to freedom and, frankly, to the sanctity of human life. We're going to be talking about that further as we go into this program this week on Faith and Freedom.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.